Okay, good morning. Beginning the 11th parak of Maseches Ksubos, Daraa 13. So we're on our way. So we'll start from the bottom of Sanihei Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah something that we kind of know already, but there's an extension to this that'll continue. So the Mishnah says, Amana nizonis minichtne yesomim, that an Amana, a woman whose husband passes away, so she receives, she's taken care of financially from the money of the orphans of her husband, and continues the Mishnah. Ma'isi adeh shalahen, right? We'll see if this how this works exactly as we move along. But the presumption is that what it means is that she's taking care, mizonos is taken care of by the Yisomim, just like her husband used to provide her mizonos. So then when he dies and his children, yarshin him, so then their responsibility is to take care of her mizonos. But in exchange, when she makes money, that goes to the children, just like her husband, she would provide mizonos, and her ma'asiyadeh would go to him. So however, they don't have to pay when she passes away. They don't have to pay for her kvura. However, your sheha, your sheik subasa, chayav mikvura. Because who is going to have to pay for that? That's going to be her children or her or yorshim, those who are yarshin her ksuba. So they're going to have to pay for her kvura. So we'll have to see who are the different children in the conversation here, because those two people could very well be the same people, right? But it could also be different people, right? If he has different sons from a different wife, right? and then her, so then it could be that these are not her sons, but other people who are other, you know, his other children who are, you know, taking care of her mizonos and to whom she's giving ma'asiyadeh. And then when she passes away, so her other family, the rest of her family, has to take care of her kavur, etc. But we'll see as we move along. Fine. So Gemara has a question. And Rashi points out, Ein chayav mikurasa, why don't they have to pay for kura? Ime, someone she dies. Shere yorsheha govim ksubasa. Yorsheha bal. Meaning what's going to happen when she passes away, so then her yorshim, so they go ahead and they collect the ksuba that's owed to her, they collect that from the yorsheh, from her husband's yorshim, right? So they take that money from her, valei in the kovra, and they go ahead and they bury her. Sharei baila tachas ksubasa chayav bikurasa, because her husband was the one who really was chayav to pay. Achshav she'ena yorsha, he tikvur atzman, since he's not there to bury her, so she has to in theory bury herself, right? So the money that her family yarshins from her husband, they use that money to pay for her kavura, because really the husband himself is the one who's supposed to pay for her kavura. Fine. Okay, so you buy the Gemara has a question. So actually, before we read the Bible, look at Rashi. Rashi provides a little introduction to our Gemara. He mentions, Rashi says, Anshe Galil, what would the Anshe Galil do? So Hayikosvin, they would write in their ksuba, As tehe yasvas bevesi u mizana minichzai, So the Anshe Galil, their minag was that they would write in the ksuba that, you know, the man would write to his wife, you should stay in my house and get mizonos from my nechasim as long as you're in Amana, in my house. Okay, the Anshe Yehuda, the people of Yehuda, hayu kosven ad sheyirtzu hayorshin litain lech ksuba seich. Right, the Anshe Yehuda would write in their ksuba that you get money from me until the yorshim want to give you your ksuba. The fikach imratu hayorshim nosten la ksubasa upochinosa. So the yorshim, if they want, instead of taking care of her mizonos, they can actually just pay her out her ksuba immediately, and they don't have to take care of her mizonos. Fine. So that's just in two different minhagim. So minhag from the people from the Galil, and then minhag from the people from Yehud. Okay. So now take a look at the Gemara. So ask the Gemara, Yibay Lehu. Nizonis tnan, oh ha nizonis tnan. How do you read this Mishnah? Right? Meaning, is the Mishnah say amana nizonis minichse yesomim? Or does it say amana ha nizonis Why was that? What does that change? It changes the way you read the whole flow of the Mishnah. It continues the Gemara. Nizonis tnan, right? Uka anche galil, right? Meaning, let's read the Mishnah both ways. Mishnah read Amana nizonis minichse yisomim. That's how we read it originally. And Amana gets is taken care of financially by the nechasim of the orphans, and ma'asei adeha shalhen, right? And the ma'asei adeha belong to them. Or you read it, Amana hanizonis minichse yisomim, and Amana who is being taken care of by the estate of the yisomim. In that case, her ma'aseh go to the yisomim. What's the difference? The difference is whether it's an assumption, right, that the almana is being taken care of by the yisomim, and because that's what happens, her ma'aseh go to them, or is it no? If they should choose, right, almana hanizonis, almana who the yorshim have chosen to give mizonos to, then her ma'aseh go to them. Right? Is this a choice, or is it something that happens automatic? That's basically the question, right? Fine. So says the Gemara, nizonis. So and what would this depend on? Exactly the point we were just making before. Nizonis tanan. Do you say that it's automatic that they're zan? They provide mizonos uke anche galil, right? And this is like the case the anche, like the approach of the anche galil who would write in their ksuba, right? That it's a this is the plan, right? That you'll get a mizonos from the estate, right? No matter what, and velosagi deloy havila, right? And this is just it's not possible not to give it to her. They're for sure giving it to her. O dilma hanizonis tan uka anchi Yehuda, right? Vibo loy havila, right? Or is this like the anchi Yehuda? And if they want, they can choose not to. Right, that it's a choice. Amana hanizonis. Oh, in a case when they choose it, so then, by the way, this is what's going to happen. Right, she's going to say, "There, I go to them." So, which one is it? Is it something that automatically happens, like the anche galil, or is it something they can choose, like the anche yud? Fine. Answer the Gemara. Taf mitzayin vav min aleph. Tashma amir Rabbi Zera amir Shmuel mitzias amana laatzma. Okay, so let's try to bring a proof. So we know that we say that Rabbi Zera says in the name of Shmuel that if a woman finds some type of lost object and she claims it for herself, she finds $100 bill on the sidewalk. So what happens? That belongs to her. She keeps it. So if you want to tell me that, right, that the Mishnah says hanizonis, right, that they don't necessarily provide her mizonos, in which case she doesn't necessarily send her ma'aseh to them. Oh, I get it. Shabbat, that makes perfect sense. She keeps it for herself because she's not automatically, fundamentally tied in to the yisomim financially. But if you say that we read it nizonis, right, and therefore they're automatically financing her, in which case she's automatically sending her ma'aseh to them, nihavu kabal, this should be like her husband. Ma ba mitzias isha lebaila, hachanan mitzias isha leyorshim. So they should be the same. They should take the place of the husband, and just like the husband, the mitziah of his wife goes directly to him. So too the mitziah of this woman should go directly to the yorshim. So how can it? So you see a proof that it is, would seem to be a proof that it's optional, and that's why. Fine. So answer the question. No, la olam eim lacha nizonasan. No, the truth is it is automatic. Time in my amara bana mitzias isha labayla. What's the reason why, in general, the halacha is that when a woman finds something, it goes to her husband to the havi la eva, right? It's to remove any issues of shalom bayis, no shalom bayis issues. And he shouldn't be angry at her, right? They don't want to get into a fight over it, right? Meaning that's the look at Rashi. Dihavilu Eva. Why? What is? What's the Eva? Sorry. No, not yet. We'll see that in a second. Right. What? Meaning the general concern is that he's like, what? I pay for everything in this house. I do everything here, right? Financially, and now you're gonna find something to keep it for yourself. That's they're gonna lead to a fight. You say just like her ma'aseh goes to her husband, so too a mitzvah goes to her husband also. Fine. So that's true when they're married, right? But honey, But again, there's a relationship there that we're concerned about. They're married, right? Here, what's happening? The Yorshim are in place of the husband, right? In theory, in terms of financing her. But do they have like a relationship? Not really. They're not married, right? So, honey, tavluva. So let them be angry. Let them be annoyed about it. It is what it is. We don't care. Right? Look at Rashi now. Tavlueva. Dal korcham zaninosa. Right? Because they pay. They have to pay her. They have to take care of her against their will. Right? Avamaisi adeh shetikni lebayla tachas mizonos. Have the Yorshim, right? So that's there's no reason why it has to go to them. Taking care of her mizonos, that they have to do, right? But my sedea, which was again they gave to the husband. So maybe in this case, this doesn't have to go to the husband. It can just she can keep it, or it eventually goes to her Yorshim, because we don't care. It doesn't matter if there's Eva. Per se, we don't want them to fight, but it's not the same level of concern. Fine, so that's not a proof. So Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Komalacha Shaiish, and fine. So we don't really have an answer yet. So Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Rav Yosi Bar Chanina teaches a different halacha. Komalacha Shaiisha Osele Baila, Amana Osele Yorshin. That every malacha that a woman is expected to do for her husband, so an amana does for the Yorshin. Why? Because again, they sort of stand in his place. They're providing mizonos. And these malachos, if you remember, I don't know, 40 daf ago, something like that, we saw a whole list of things that a wife's expected to do in the house. We talked about what if she has, she has certain people working in her house, or she has one or two or three or four certain things she's supposed that they can take away from her, but certain things she has to do herself. But the bottom line is there's certain expectations of malachos that the woman's going to do in the house. Fine. So those same things, if this woman's being taken care of by the Yorshim, so she has to do those things in the house also. Okay. Chutz mimzigas akos v'atzas hamita v'arachatzas panav yada v'ragel. Except for, you know, filling their cups with wine, or making the bed, or certainly washing their feet, their face, feet, hands and feet. Right? Rashi points out, why is that? Says Rashi, "Chutz mizigas akos v'chulei shehim malachos hamakarvos chiba v'hergal davar." These are like romantic things. These are things that a wife does for her husband that are done because of their close relationship. Can I read a name beha mesechta? We say also we've learned much earlier. She'ei nida osa osan labali. These are things a wife can't do for her husband when they're nida. Right, so certainly the things that she can't do, she should not going to do for the yorshim. Fine, but she has to do everything else. So Amr Yishuv ben Levi, kol malachos. Sha'eved osel l'rabo, Talmud osel l'rabo. So says Rabbi Shimon Levi. By the way, the same thing applies for an eved and a Talmud. That all the things that an eved does for his Rebbe, so same thing a Talmud does for his Rebbe. Chutz me'ataras mina. Except he doesn't loosen his shoe, take his shoes off for him. So okay. So Amar Rava, no Amar el b'makom she'ein makir noso. This halacha when it comes to the Talmud and the Rebbe. So this is only true in places where they don't know who he is, right? If they know who he is, it's not a concern. Why? What's the concern here? Rashi says, "Chutz mihataras minal." He's not allowed to have him take his shoes off. Shaharoa omer eved kananihu. If someone sees someone taking off someone else's shoes, so you really think that he's really an eved. It's a very servant-like thing to do. So they might think that he's an eved kananihu. They think he's not Jewish. So that's why. So that's why Rabbi says, right, this is only true if they don't know him. Right? But if they know who he is, so they're not concerned, because if they know who he is, then they're going to not have a concern that maybe they think that he's an Eved Kanani. Ravashi, Ubamakum Shein Makir Noso, Nami Lo Amran, El Delo Malach Tulin. And Ravashi says, even in a place they don't know him, that's only, we only say that he doesn't do these things if he's not wearing Tulin. Ava Malach Tulin, Let Le Slavma. But if he's wearing Tulin, then I have no concern. Why? Because he's wearing Tulin, everyone knows. Eved Kanani doesn't wear Tulin. So that's every kananim only do mitzvos that a woman are chayav is in. So he's wearing tefillin. That's not something everyone's going to know that he's his talmid, and they're not going to have a concern to think that maybe he is the eved. Okay. So Amr Chia Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, Kolamonea Talmido Midashamsho, Kilamonea Mimeno Chesed. So after we talked about these like very kind of like lowly tasks that a talmid can do for his rebbe, so. Rav Yochanan points out that if you hold back a Talmud, you say, I'm not going to let him do mishamish his Rebbe. It's not right. I'm not going to force him to do stuff for me. No, if you do that, you're holding him back from doing a chesed. Shenemar lamas marehu chesed. Right, the pasuk says in Iyov that if you hold him back from giving taxes from his friend, so it's, the drush is it's like holding back chesed. Meaning holding him back from doing things for him is like holding him back from doing a kind thing. From Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omer, af parek mi many yir shemayim. You actually remove him. You're not allowing him to develop his yir shemayim. Why shenemar v'yiras shaddai ya'azov? Because the pasuk says again in relation to the same conversation that you're going to abandon the yira of Hashem. Fine. So that's why even a talmid is allowed to do and should do things that even Eved would do typically for Israel. Okay, a couple of things here. Amr Bilazar, Amanash. We'll stop here. It's a new conversation, so we'll stop here and we'll pick this up tomorrow. Okay, sure.